Hey founders, this is the SaaS Boss Show, the podcast for SaaS founders in the growth stage who want to get unstuck, build high-performing teams, and get clarity about how to build a profitable startup. Every week, I interview SaaS consultants, coaches, and experts who work with dozens of startups just like yours and share their best strategies to overcome the daily challenges of growing a profitable SaaS. My name is Natalie Luniva, and I'm a growth and leadership coach to SaaS founders, and I'm also married to a SaaS founder, and I'm so pleased that you've joined us on this conversation. I got a question from one of the founders, and I asked my friend, Tracy Washington, who is a leadership engagement consultant, trainer, and a coach, to answer this for all of the listeners.
So one of the questions is from the founder. So he is the youngest person on the team, and he's saying that, you know, they're not considering me the leader because I'm the youngest one. Tracy, what would be your recommendation for a leader like this who is the youngest on the team, but also the leader, the CEO of the company? What would be your recommendation?
Two things, honor and respect. Honor and respect, and here's what I mean by that. What you want, you also have to give. So what does that look like for you as a leader, respecting the fact that they are more, maybe they're more experienced, maybe just the fact that they've lived longer than you have. You have to honor that. So I have I wish I had it around me. I have a ball, a beach ball, and, you know, beach ball has about five or six colors on it. It has red, blue, yellow. And so what I do is take that ball and I turn it around. And people out there, I ask them what color they see. They say red. And then I'm looking at white. And I say, okay, well, what color is the ball? And they say, well, it's red. What color do you see? I see red. Well, I see white. So we're looking at the same object, but we're looking at it from two different perspectives. So what I need to do to be able to connect with you, to build a relationship with you, is that I have to turn the ball to the red so I can see what you see. So I use that example in how to create more of a relationship with people who don't honor you or don't respect you as a leader when you're younger, is that you have to first get into their experience. Seek first to understand rather than to be understood. So I need to turn the ball around and look into your experience to see that. And then I can build from there. So I need to connect first and then build. And later that honor and respect comes, but I have to give that first. So I have a catchphrase that works for everything. So for all you listeners, write this phrase down. These two words. You can say it, and it kind of works for a lot of different scenarios. That's interesting. Oh, really? That's it. Depending on what kind of tone you put on it. That's interesting. That's interesting. Well, that's interesting. Depending on how you say it, those are like magical words. You're not denying or agreeing with it. You're just saying, really? That's interesting because
tell
what
me
the
more.
People
keep talking, right?
They keep talking, and then they don't feel threatened by you, or you don't feel threatened by them. And you can also say something like, "Well, I'd like to hear more about that." So, what are you doing when you're doing this, and you're the youngest person, and people don't respect you? You're showing them that you respect them.
That's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening to the SaaS Boss Show. To submit a question about how to build your high-performing team and best strategies to overcome the daily challenges of growing a profitable SaaS, head over to saasboss.com, submit the contact us form, and I'll get subject matter expert to answer them for you. Also, if you found this content interesting, I'd really appreciate it if you take just a second to leave a review on iTunes so that founders just like you can learn about this show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, and I'll be back with another interview next week.